Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On. And well, today I'm going to be by myself. Because, you know, I have a heart, I have a soul, you know. My friend Peter is busy, probably watching the Super Bowl, but he's busy. I'll give him the day off, you know. I'll be nice to him. I'll be nice to him this time. So, this episode, we're going to be talking about... Well, I'm going to be reviewing the Mighty Ducks trilogy. And I'll also be reviewing the new trailer that came out of the Mighty Ducks TV show that's going to be on Disney Plus on March 26th. So let's get to it. So, okay, so here's my thoughts on Emilio Estevez in the Mighty Ducks trilogy. He did his best work on the first one. Then the second one, he barely tried, honestly. He hardly even tried on the second one. Like, he barely showed any emotion throughout the movie. But in the third one, he was only there for maybe 20 minutes, like, in total of the third movie, you know? And, well, let's see about the first one. So, the first Mighty Ducks. So, it's based on him, Emilio Estevez's character, Bombay. He's a lawyer, and then he's been, like, drunk and stuff, and disorderly, and then this one time he gets caught by the police, and then goes to court, and instead of him going to jail or anything, they make him do community service, and that's when they make him coach for this peewee hockey team, and then, yeah, so... We find out that the team sucks, and then it's like he has to train them, and like it turns out he used to play hockey also, and the coach was his coach was actually a bit of a jerk, and you know, I thought the characters were fine. The story arc was good because we find out yeah, the coach, Bombay, Emilio Estevez's character was his coach was being like a hole, and he didn't want to be like that. So he made sure that they're having fun and not like they're not like in a boot camp or something. And later on, like, they fall in love and everything. Well, you know, like they find each other tolerable, they all become friends, and then later in the end, well, we see Hans's character is like the Yoda of the trilogy, and he would give advice to Gordon Bombay. But yeah, all in all, I just you know, there was like a plot in the movie where Bombay was talking to like the main guy that makes the rules of the whole tournament thing, and was saying that technically one of the other team's teammates are not supposed to be there. They're supposed to be like on Bombay's side, and it seemed pretty like weird, and we're supposed to like find this as like fair, or maybe like the coach was cheating. I don't know. I felt like they were reaching too much on this part, you know. But you know, I thought the first one, I think, is the best one overall, I think. And we well Okay, so on to the second one. So this one is closer to my heart than the others, because I actually watched this one first when I was little. And the... So now that I watched the first... Because I watched the first one and the third one for the first time. And it's basically a copy and paste of the first movie. The plot was basically like the same as the first one. So it was like, you know, the beginning of the movie. Oh, we suck. Oh, no. We suck. And then later, someone becomes an a-hole, one of the characters. And then later on, hey, we're actually good and we gotta keep practicing and we're the ducks and stuff. But, you know, it's weird that, and I was doing like some research on the sequel, and it turns out that they actually made a team called the Ducks, like in the NFL. So I'm guessing maybe that's why they made a sequel, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but what? I don't think, honestly, I don't think they needed to do a sequel. They should have just left it with the first one, you know? And honestly, this was like the best, I'd say this is the funnest out of the whole trilogy. So, like, basically, I'm going to tell you guys a roundup of the story. Basically, the Ducks get picked up by this big conglomerate, the NFL. Or, no, not the NFL. They are playing for the Olympics, the USA Olympics, and they are Team USA. And then they have to fight the other teams. And then, yeah, they struggle that, oh, maybe they're not, they're slacking off. Then we see Gordon Bombay is, like, turns into this a-hole, and it's, like, all about the money or something. And then would always, he wants to win every time. And then the Ducks are like, yo, chill, like, we're kids. Or something like that. And then, yeah, just like the plot of the first one, later on they find out that they're good, and for some reason they have like a beef with Iceland, yeah. And of course we're supposed to think they're Vikings. Oh, they're Vikings, they're like big and evil. Ooh, they're not Americans, watch out, they're foreigners. Ooh. But yeah, all in all, I thought this was the same, like, copy and paste of the first plot. Like, beginning we're good, and then later they find out that, oh, we're good, after all. So, I'm rating this one, like, a 6.5 out of 10. And if I didn't say it earlier, I'm rating the first one a 7 out of 10. Because it was a good story. And this one was good, but it was just, like I said, copy and paste of the first one.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
Now the third one. Like, so many problems on this one. So, literally the same exact plot. Somehow they suck, and then in the beginning and later on, oh, we found like what we're missing, and then they're good again for the third time. So, well, in the beginning, you know, so the basically the whole plot is not about having fun, too much fun, but it's also not about doing too much, focusing too hard on doing the work, you know. There's a balance, I guess. That was what they were trying to prove in this story. And you know, the characters were kind of weird, these new characters, the Ducks, because even, okay, so Mendoza's character, which was, he was in the second, he was introduced in the second movie. He was a he's a Spanish skater, and then turns out that they make him a perv. So he's like flirting with he's like obsessively flirting with a girl that is dating somebody, but he's still on top of her, and like flirting his butt off. And then he disappeared. And then we find him under the table looking at girls' dresses, like, inside, like, in their dresses, which is... Why would you give him that character? Because he's Spanish? Am I digging too much? Because he's Spanish. God. But, anyways. And also, in the second one, he had a problem stopping... Like, he was, like, he knew how to skate fast, but he just didn't know how to stop. But in the second one, they solved that problem. Like, he knew how to stop. So, in the third one, I guess he forgot that he knew how to stop because now he has the same problem. He doesn't know how to stop. Why? Why? That contradicts... So, he didn't learn anything from the second one. There was no involvement, no whatsoever, you know? And then later we see like Charlie's character, the coach, not the coach, the captain of the team. I thought he was like they did a complete 180 of the character, because he was like supposed to be this loyal, faithful, humble, good guy, and then the third one he just turns like 180, and then. Decides to prank the varsity team. So, let me backtrack. The whole story of the third one is they get a scholarship to a college. But then there's also another hockey team also, for some reason. So the Ducks, obviously, don't like the varsity team. The varsity team don't like the Ducks. And there's been beef between them. So then Charlie just, instead of going the right way, which I think he should have done, because he's the character that is supposed to do right, but I guess like since Emilio Estevez wasn't in this, he had this character had to carry the story, I'm guessing. But later on we find out that they start like pranking each other, like the Ducks start pranking the varsity team starts pranking the Ducks, and somehow in this whole movie the school says nothing like with these pranks. Like there was a prank where not even like the dean literally watched them chasing each other like through the lunchroom out in the hallway, and he's just like they're pushing the dean, and he's like, "Oh no, you're pushing me," and that's it. Like, shouldn't you be saying something? And then they did another prank where the Ducks did a prank to the varsity team where they put in the ants in the varsity team's rooms, and then for them the smart reason was to open the door of the to let them out from getting bitten by the ants. Wouldn't it be a better prank for them to just lock them in their dorm rooms instead of letting them out? I just thought that was weird, you know? And then one of the varsity's pranks was to invite them to this fancy dinner and then have the Ducks pay. Like, that's the lamest. I don't know. They could have done a million things different than this stupid prank, honestly. Then when the Ducks put in the ants in the varsity team's room, you hear like the sound of like cartoon ants, like, and then when you hear and then when someone got knocked out, you hear that star noise, and I just thought, yo, like. Yeah, I think this was the worst one that they made out of the whole trilogy, you know? And And then it turns out, like, throughout the movie, so the Ducks get a new coach because Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez's character, he's doing corporate stuff, I guess, now. And then this new coach has to coach the Ducks. And then the coach is, like, giving them attitude, giving everybody attitude. And then especially Charlie, which is the... He was the captain of the team for the, like, the second movie also. And, you know, it turns out later in the end when Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez's character, was talking to Charlie, the previous captain, he's like, you know, I told the coach a lot about you. I told him that you were the best one on the team and blah, blah, blah. Like, I talked so much, like, I told him, like, you were the best. So if you told him that he was the best, why didn't the new coach not let him be captain? Why? Like, didn't make any sense. If the new coach knew that Charlie was good in the team, like the best in the team, why not make him captain? And then it turns out the new captain has a girl that was in a car crash. His daughter was in a car crash. Now he's in a wheelchair. And I guess now we're supposed to show remorse over this, the coach. Oh, he's just going through some tough times. That's no excuse to be in a big pain in the butt. And why did you not have Charlie be the coach? I mean, why did you not have Charlie be the captain of the team? I just thought that was so dumb. And, you know, I'll give it to them. There was some character development with Charlie, you know, him struggling with, like, you know, we pity him, you know? And then we find out that he's, like, in love with a girl, you know? The best story out of this whole movie was his character story arc, you know? He's struggling because this coach is picking on him for some reason, which is stupid. And then, you know, he's struggling. And then we see him also liking this girl. And at least we get some character development for him, since he's the one carrying this whole story, you know? But there was no, like, closure, I think, you know? Just, we're supposed to feel pity because the new coach has a daughter that's in a wheelchair, and we're supposed to, like, oh, okay, so I gotta be a good person now. And I just thought that was dumb, you know? And then, you know, overall, so... An overall of the trilogy. Well, let me rate this movie, the third one. I rate this I don't even want to rate it a 6 out of 10. I thought it was a 5 out of 10. The characters were okay, you know? But it, like I said, it was the same plot over and over again, you know? And I just thought the character development on some of them was so weird, you know? And, okay, so this is how I'm gonna rate them. So if you wanna watch a good classic, watch the first one. If you wanna watch something with the family that's funny, a little more sports-based, watch the second one. And I don't know if I should even recommend the third one. Third one was pretty bad. See, and I knew it. I should have just watched the second one and that's it. Because I knew if I watched the first one or the third one, it would have ruined the franchise for me. And I think it almost did. But the second one is just too good, you know? Like I said, the second one, I watched that one first and it was perfect. And, you know, it's weird that these movies, it's like, they're good as standalones. Like, each one is good standalone. like, if they were far apart and not connected, if you watched the first one or the second one or the third one individually as its own, you wouldn't think, like it's perfect as a standalone. As a trilogy, it's pretty... It's bad. Not the worst trilogy, but it's a bad trilogy, you know? In a trilogy, you're looking for a trilogy of three movies that always gets better than the next one. Better than the next one. A good example of a good trilogy, in my opinion, is the Planet of the Apes trilogy. So that's Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War of the Planet of the Apes. It was a perfect trilogy. Each movie was better than the next, you know? Character development. Also, there's some humor here and there. There's, you know, twists and turns here and there. There's a plot, not a regurgitated plot, you know? So, if you want to see these characters evolve, watch the third one. But, you know, it's not worth the watch. Now, on with the trailer. So we see there's a new Ducks team. I'm guessing because I don't know if it's a new Ducks team or it's just Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez's character. He returns and it looks like he owns an icing rink. And like it says Ducks like all over the ice rink. So maybe it's just him playing homage to the Ducks or something. And then we see like there's a new team. And then I guess we're going to see Emilio Estevez's character more of the Hans, like more of the Yoda of the TV show. But the trailer, I think it shows this, the show is going to be more for the kids, which I think sucks because, you know, most of the fan base of the Mighty Ducks are my age, like 23, 25, 26, like in their late 20s. Like, why not make a show for us? But I guess they want to make things family friendly and, yeah, it's going to be more kids based. So I don't even know if we're going to be reviewing this TV show because it's not worth reviewing. It's like reviewing, it'd be the same as reviewing Teen Titans Go, you know? It's not, just not worth, you know? And I think that's about it for this episode. I know it's kind of short, but I'm kind of talking to myself here. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry. That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.